Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
An upsurge of Mpox cases in the Democratic Republic of Congo, something you've heard referred to in the news bulletin there, and other countries in sub-Saharan Africa, has been classified by the World Health Organization as a public health emergency of international concern. So how containable is it? How concerned should we be? Excuse me. For more on this, I'm joined by Assistant Professor of Microbiology at TCT, Dr. Kim Roberts. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. How does this outbreak differ from the last time there was an outbreak of Mpox, back when we were still calling it monkeypox?
So there are several things that are different. One is that at the moment it is contained within mostly DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, but also some neighbouring countries. However, It's a different clade of the virus, so genetically it's different to the virus that that caused global outbreak in 2022. And this particular clade, so this clade 1 virus, is associated with more severe disease and a higher risk of mortality, and it is spreading more rapidly. So this then has triggered this response by the WHO, which allows for the greater coordinated international response that is essential for stopping these outbreaks and to preventing them from spreading further. So by calling it a public health emergency of international concern, more resources are available and there's an international effort to contain the virus.
Okay. So the more...
The risk assessment within the EU is that this variant of Mpox virus is very low. So the chances of it transmitting further to other countries is still low if it is contained and the resources are available to do that.
So more lethal, more damaging, but as for transmissibility, is it more transmissible? Does it still only spread by skin-to-skin contact?
So yes, the transmission is through very close contact. So it's usually transmission of the virus from the skin lesions and lesions on the mouth and other sort of mucosal areas. And the transmission risk is higher during sexual contact. So it has a similar transmission profile as the virus that we all heard about from 2022. This virus is just a little bit better at infecting people and spreading from humans to humans.
Is it still vaccinatable against?
Yes. So the vaccines that are available, which were originally designed to eradicate smallpox and have been updated and have a safer vaccine profile, those vaccines are still effective at preventing they reduce slightly the risk of infection and they prevent the severity of disease. So these vaccines aren't perfect at stopping transmission, but they do reduce the severity of disease.
Okay. But as we saw at points during COVID-19 pandemic, the issue of vaccine inequality or access to vaccines raises its head here, because we're talking about pretty impoverished regions of the world.
Yes, and again, that's one of the reasons why the WHO has declared it a public health emergency of international concern, because it means that more money can become available to increase vaccine accessibility within these countries. Mm. And that's going to be one of the major ways in which the outbreak can be contained.
Would you have to vaccinate the entire population, or could you be more targeted about it and just go for those who are at risk?
So what's usually the strategy here is that people who are at risk or at greater risk of infection are targeted. People who become exposed or can become vaccinated afterwards as well. And again, that helps to reduce the severity of disease. So this is a virus that has a longer incubation period, so window between being exposed to becoming infected. So about 6 to 13 days. So that creates a good window in which people can identify that they've been exposed and seek medical help, which in certain circumstances might include having the first dose of the vaccine. However, one of the things with this virus is that most transmission takes place when somebody has symptoms, but that risk of passing on the virus to other people stays until those lesions have fully scabbed over and healed. So that can be 3 to 4 weeks where somebody who's infected needs to be isolated.
And why have there been so many fatalities this time around? I mean, I know you say that this new clade, this new strain is more fatal, but is it hitting people who are already vulnerable or who have comorbidities?
Yes. So like many viral infections, if you are more susceptible to severe illness because you're immunocompromised for whatever reason, then you've got a greater risk of having a more severe disease with this virus. But it also has some properties that means that it can cause more severe disease. So there is a difference in how people present with symptoms a little bit more severely with this virus rather than the one that caused the global outbreak in 2022.
Okay. All things considered, though, there is, unlike COVID-19, a vaccine that already exists. It is less transmissible. It requires skin-to-skin contact. And we know what the vectors for transmission are. Clearly, it's a very different kettle of fish to COVID-19 back in 2019, early 2020. Why do you think that the WHO has signaled this level of concern about Mpox?
I think there are two things. One, this virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo has spread more rapidly than in previous outbreaks. So we need to be aware of that. The surveillance in the area needs to increase. And the main reason why the WHO have declared this public health emergency of international concern is so that resources, surveillance, international teams who are already in the area and who are already trying to control this outbreak, more of those resources can become available to reduce transmission and prevent deaths and prevent the virus from moving to additional countries.
Dr. Kim Roberts, Assistant Professor of Microbiology in Trinity, thank you very much for talking to us.